The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Good Monday morning to you. It's Elliot Danka together with Glenn Van Zeffen. Just 1 week ago, US President Donald Trump celebrating that he had been cleared of collusion with Russia in the US elections back in 2016. In fact, many in the Trump administration thought that this might bring some much needed calm to the White House. But it wasn't true, was it?
Well, as was predicted before the Mueller report even came out, this would not necessarily be the smoking gun, as it were, to anything wrong, but the beginning of laying the foundation for potential future investigations that Congress might want to undertake. And that's the stage we're at now.
And, you know, President Trump even caused a bit of confusion among his own administration. He made some public announcements, you know, that was almost in direct contradiction to his party line, but also managed to anger Democrats with his claims that the climate change issue is for elites. You know, it's President Trump being President Trump. Let's get more details from a Straits Times US Bureau Chief, Nirmal Ghosh. Nirmal, good morning. Thanks for hanging on the line. Beginning of the year, my friend Glenn this morning, he used to hail from Chicago. You're over in Washington. Bad weather at the start of the year, but now it's finally spring, right?
Good morning. Yes, spring is here, absolutely. And the cherry blossoms and the magnolias, the coral pink magnolias are blooming. It doesn't last too long, which makes it more special. It's very beautiful.
Wow, good weather.
Nirmal, Glenn here in the studio. Last week, you know, Trump was cleared of collusion, as was mentioned. Rather than lift that crowd, though, there were signs that the Trump administration and his policy objectives might be shifting a little bit and confusing us. Do you think that the cracks are starting to show in the Trump administration, which seems to be at odds with itself?
I think the cracks have always been there. Remember that former Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned over the seemingly unilateral announcement by President Trump that the U.S. was going to withdraw from Syria. Former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson also had differences with the president's style. In many cases, the bureaucracy has had to scramble to construct a rationale after the fact for the president's announcements, or somehow dilute or walk back the announcements. In the case of Syria, the sudden withdrawal has become a phased withdrawal, subject to evaluation, and eventually leaving behind some troops after all, around 400. So not exactly new. All this certainly doesn't help the United States much. The international community has to deal with a level of dissonance from Washington that keeps both allies and enemies on edge. One fallout which we saw in the case of North Korea is that everything depends on the leaders, because the word of a U.S. official is not necessarily the final word. Now, it's normal for officials to set up things for a final signature by leaders at a summit. But in the case of President Trump, one never really knows what to expect. And that also makes markets nervous as well.
Our Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief Nirmal Ghosh on the line with us. Nirmal, let's go a little bit deeper into where some of this confusion came from. Trump made a sudden overriding healthcare decision, along with a reversal in election funding and confusion over his tweet saying that he had reversed sanctions on North Korea. Of course, that turned out to be not true. Could you give us more insight to this?
In the case of the sanctions on North Korea, you could cast it as flexibility. But it does undermine the case, which the U.S. has spent a lot of energy making, for maximum international pressure on North Korea, so the North Koreans can only be happy. As for healthcare, yes, the president seemed to want to move forward in a hurry from the Russia issue. Healthcare was a major issue in the November 2018 midterm elections. President Trump wants to seize the initiative, but he tends to put the cart before the horse. You could call it a bold gamble, but it does risk backfiring like all bold gambles if the Republicans cannot get a workable, acceptable alternative healthcare program passed. And if it backfires, it could well turn out to be a huge mistake by the president.
In a major legal blow to President Trump's push to expand offshore oil and gas development, a federal judge ruled that an executive order by Trump that lifted an Obama-era oil and gas drilling ban in the Arctic Ocean and parts of the North Atlantic coast was unlawful. What are the wider implications for this?
Well, of course, the oil drilling industry is unhappy. This is a break on President Trump's plan to make America a global energy superpower. The American Petroleum Institute, which was a defendant, maintained that opening up offshore drilling in the North would ensure affordable energy to consumers for decades to come, bring in billions in government revenue, create thousands of jobs, and strengthen national security. These are essentially the president's talking points. On the other hand, an attorney for Earth Justice, one of the organizations which fought to uphold the ban, said the court's decision shows that the president cannot just trample on the Constitution to do the bidding of his cronies in the fossil fuel industry at the expense of our oceans, wildlife, and climate. So the context is important here. There is no doubt that the president is cozy with the fossil fuel industry. He pretty much says so himself when he talks about oil and coal and energy. He has criticized solar and wind energy. Just recently, he was criticizing wind energy. And opening up the Arctic has long been a dream for the oil industry. So they're not going to stop trying.
Hey, Nirmal, for nearly 2 years, President Trump has lobbied to free American business from excessive environmental regulation. So on Friday, right, in the U.S., Trump said that climate change wasn't urgent and therefore only a concern for elites. This comment really sparked outrage from Democrats, including New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And here's what she had to say.
We talk about the concern of the environment as an elitist concern. 1 year ago, I was waitressing in a taco shop in downtown Manhattan. I just got health insurance for the first time a month ago. This is not an elitist issue. This is a quality of life issue. You want to tell people that their concern and their desire for clean air and clean water is elitist? Tell that to the kids in the South Bronx, which are suffering from the highest rates of childhood asthma in the country. Tell that to the families in Flint, whose kids have their blood is ascending in lead levels. Their brains are damaged for the rest of their lives. Call them elitist.
A lot of emotion there, yeah.
Yeah, and passionate speech by the Democratic New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Nirmal, do you think that going into the 2020 election cycle, this climate change issue will be splitting the country?
This view of the climate crisis, that it is an elitist thing or a hoax or at minimum a matter of dispute, is a common theme of the president, his allies in Congress, and the fossil fuel industry, conspiracy theorists as well, and some conservative think tanks. So yes, it does divide the country. But the division going into the election in 2020 comes in the form of socialism versus capitalism, of which climate change is one element. Now, curbing global warming is part of the rationale for the Green New Deal proposed by candidate Bernie Sanders and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. There are other elements in the Green New Deal, higher taxes on the wealthy, for instance, to fund programs aimed at social justice, universal health, and so on, which are seen here as socialist. The word socialism is a huge red flag for many Americans. And of course, the president and his allies lose no time in citing the most extreme, most egregious example of the failure of socialism, that is Venezuela, to scare the public. So yes, that was a long-winded way of saying yes, it is definitely splitting the country, but it is not just climate change. Climate change is seen as bundled up with socialist ideas.
Thank you so much, Nirmal. We appreciate all the detail. Nirmal Ghosh, Straits Times Bureau Chief based in Washington, will speak to you again next week.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.